Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. As I was preparing for today's episode, I couldn't help but ask an important question inspired by my conversation with Shima Hassanlou, a surfing documentary, and two books I'm reading by Maria Popova and Guy Kawasaki. That question is, how do I level up? On one level, I'm producing the best work of my career, but on another, I'm a little stagnant. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share a few quotes and six insights into how to level up. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/276. In episode 275, Shima Hassanlou was really talking throughout the episode about the need to level up. And that was really the start of several things that came together to get me thinking about this question. How do I level up? How do you level up? How do you intentionally level up? Especially when, if you're like me, you like things that, you know, you've gotten comfortable, you know, you don't have to work too hard to get your vision forth, and things just kind of hum along, you know, things are going all right, things are doing good. But at the same time, this idea to level up is drastically important. Over the weekend, I watched a documentary on HBO called Momentum Generation, and it's a surfing documentary where Kelly Slater, Rob Machado, Kalani Robb, Benji Weatherly, Shane Dorian, Taylor Still, Taylor Knox, Ross Williams, and Pat O'Connell, and a few others that I'm probably forgetting, all kind of grew up around the same time in the same areas and started hanging around each other. And what was happening was they were looking at surfing like athletes, not necessarily like the drug culture or a subculture, but they were approaching it from an athletic point of view. And they were constantly pushing one another to level up, to get better, to go to where they needed to go, to improve, to win, and to really become the surfers that they are known to be today. And that idea of surrounding yourself with people and consistently leveling yourself up is something that is a recurring theme since Shima's interview. I went to the library yesterday, checked out a couple of books, one called Figuring by Maria Popova. She is the one known for, I believe, Brain Pickings, and it's a great website, and this book is even more fantastic. I didn't think that was possible, but this quote that I read right out of the gate blew my mind. Quote, "The locus of possibility expands when the unimaginable is imagined and then made real through systematic effort." That just blew my mind, because when you think about leveling up, you have to imagine the unimaginable and make it real through work, through effort. And if you don't, I think your imagination of what is possible lessens, if not dies. Wise Guy, Lessons from a Life by Guy Kawasaki, was the other book that I checked out that just was quote after quote after quote. And I'm not going to share everything that I've read, but I'm going to share a few quotes with you that just really stood out to me. And the first quote was just in the section on education and how education is so valuable. Guy writes, "Be a hard ass if you are a teacher, manager, coach, or someone who influences people. You're not doing anyone a favor by lowering your standards and expectations in an effort to be kind, gentle, or popular. The future cost of short-term kindness is great." Whoa. I mean, what a challenge for anyone that has influence over people. The next one is, "Seek out and embrace people who challenge you. You will learn more from them than from the folks who hold you to lower standards." So not only are you to not lower your standards and expectations, but you should be around people who challenge you and raise your standards. He goes on to write, "Challenge the known and embrace the unknown." All this is connected. I think all of this is connected in a way that is forcing me to level up. And the only way that I think about leveling up at this point is I was sitting in my car waiting for, you know, something to start. And so I was just making some notes and I wrote, how do I want to level up? What is my gut response to leveling up? So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share 6 ways that I'm going to level up, and I hope that it will inspire you to make your own list. First, I'm going to continue building relationships where my standards are not only challenged, but they're raised. Like in the surfing documentary, Momentum Generation, if I'm not around other people, I'm just going to be a big fish in a small pond. And that's not to knock the town or the people that I'm around now, but I need to be pushing myself by connecting with people who are beyond where I'm at right now, where I want to be going. And that requires me to have vision. That requires me to have to work through risk and fear and uncomfortability and the willingness to look like a fool by reaching out to someone that in. Why would they give me the time of day? But if I'm not building those relationships, my standards are going to actually be lowered, because I think our standards and our expectations, they move towards the levels that are set by the people around you. So if the standards are low, your expectations are going to move towards that standard. And I don't want that for myself. I've been there enough to know that I need to build those relationships. Second, in order to do that, I have to keep connecting with more people. What's funny is when I tell people about reaching out to people, I usually say make 3 lists. The first list is the people that you already know that you'll get a yes from if you want to connect with them. It's like, hey, I need a win, so I'm going to connect with you. And that is a really good thing. It's good to have that list. And then the second list that I have people make is the list where they could go either way. It's like, depending upon their schedule, it could be a yes or a no. And that's a good thing. But then there's the third list. It's the list of the people that are beyond you in terms of where they're at in their career. And those are a little bit more scary to reach out to. But if you don't make that third list, I think that you're going to stick with list 1. And I think list 2 is not going to happen as much. So pushing yourself towards list 3, where it's going to be a lot harder to connect with, it's going to take more effort, and there's going to have to be more of a, not only a selling, but just taking some chances, taking some risks. I think that's a really good thing to keep in mind in relationship with this idea of standards. The third thing that I wrote down in terms of leveling up is just improving my writing. And for me, I think there's a few ways that I need to improve. I'm the type of person that learns by doing. Yes, I love reading and I love learning and I love bringing in all this information, but the only way that I improve is by doing. And so if I want to improve my writing, I need to be writing every day. I need to be writing in a way that is used in different ways, whether it's email, whether it's email marketing, whether it's web pages, or even scripts, because that is actually a form of writing that I do consistently. I'm often writing scripts for podcasts, for videos, and for speeches. So improving my writing is something that I definitely want to do in order to level up, because I can be a little bit long-winded, not only spoken, but in writing as well. The fourth way that I want to level up is just more speaking opportunities. I love getting in front of people and speaking and sharing stories and connecting them to the things that are blowing my mind, the things that I'm thinking about. And so in order to do that, I need to put myself in situations where I'm actually speaking, where I can submit talks, where I can grow in my speaking ability. A past coworker at a job was huge into Toastmasters. And so I'm considering, you know, leveling up in that way of going to Toastmasters and learning to speak in a very impactful way. But also, I'm very much just like with writing, I learn by doing. So if I want more speaking opportunities, I need to put myself out there and actually do them. The fifth way is to educate myself in the production side of my business. And what I mean by production, I mean like the producer role. And the producer role is the role that generally is centered around money. So I want to educate myself more in the value of my work. I want to educate myself in terms of how to have those conversations, how to get the budget, how to get the money necessary to do the projects that I have in my mind for the people that need these ideas that I have. And I think that's incredibly important, and it's something that is very much going to force me out of my shell, and it's going to rely upon those first four areas of leveling up: relationships, connecting with people, improving my writing, and speaking, because that's what being a producer is in many ways. Sixth and finally, I've been writing down often in my notebook these three words: exploration, adventure, and craft. And ways number 1 through 5 in this list are very much about the craft of my work. It's about getting better. It's about leveling up. But exploration and adventures, I don't know what that has to do with leveling up, but I think what it does is it forces me out of my everyday surroundings. It forces me to get active. It forces me to go to new places where, shock, I'm going to meet new people. I'm going to be in new situations that I'm not comfortable with. And that is the whole point of adventure. That is the whole point of exploration. So this is how I'm going to level up. These are the ways that, now that I have them written down, now that I've committed them to a podcast episode, this isn't just content. This isn't just, oh, wow, I've got a podcast episode coming up. What am I going to talk about? This is real. This is what I am thinking about. These are the conversations that I'm having, and this is where I'm headed. The question then is, what about you? How are you going to level up? Are you going to make a list? Are you going to put the list into action? Or are you going to be like, hey, that was a good 12 minutes of my life. What's next in my podcast listening queue? Write the list, level up, and be shocked at how far you've come with focusing on this effort. You won't be disappointed. Before we wrap up this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to leave you with a question to ponder. How will you level up? I encourage you to not only make a list, but actually start taking action every day. You know, there are a lot of podcasts you could be listening to, and I am grateful that you would spend valuable time listening to Getting Work to Work. Would you be willing to spread the word about the show with your friends, other creative entrepreneurs and leaders who want to get their work to work? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode, as well as find the links to stream the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and more. I really appreciate all the support as the show continues to gain listeners each episode. You may have noticed in this podcast that I love talking about curiosity, but did you know I also like writing about it too? Each week I release my curiosity thoughts in the Curiosity Lab. You can sign up today at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/276. I also have an email series for creative entrepreneurs who may be struggling with burnout, conformity, and mediocrity called The 7 Deadly Curiosity Killers. Head to curiositykillers.com to learn more about the ways you are killing your curiosity. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.